Drawing parallels, connecting chakras with the tree of life. One root chakra, Muladhara, and Malkuth, kingdom. Both the root chakra and Malkuth represent the physical world, grounding, and survival instincts. The root chakra governs our sense of stability, security, and connection to the earth, which aligns with Malkuth's representation of the material world and our physical existence. Both signify the foundation upon which spiritual and personal growth is built. Before progressing to higher levels of consciousness, one must first be grounded in physical reality. 2. Sacral chakra, Svadhisthana, and Yesod, foundation. The sacral chakra governs emotions, creativity, and sexuality, aligning with Yesod, which is associated with the subconscious, intuition, and the astral realm. Yesod is also considered the bridge between the physical world and higher consciousness. Much like the sacral chakra governs the flow of creative and emotional energy that drives human experience. Both deal with the flow of life force, creativity, emotions, and act as a foundation for moving upward toward spiritual realization. 3. Solar plexus chakra, Manipura, and Hod Netzach, splendor, victory. The solar plexus chakra governs personal power, confidence, and action, which aligns with both Hod, intellect, communication, and Netzach, emotions, passion, desire. Hod represents the intellectual understanding of one's willpower, while Netzach represents the passionate drive to express that will. Together, they reflect the qualities of the solar plexus chakra, where personal power and intellect meet emotional passion. 4. Heart chakra, Anahata, and Tifereth, beauty. The heart chakra is associated with love, compassion, and emotional balance, which directly corresponds to Tifereth, the sphere of balance, beauty, and compassion in the tree of life. Tifereth is often considered the heart of the tree, connecting the higher and lower Sephiroth, much like the heart chakra connects the physical and spiritual chakras. Both are centers of love, compassion, and balance, and serve as pivotal points of integration between the physical and spiritual aspects of the self. 5. Throat chakra, Vishuddha, and Gevura, Chesed, severity, mercy. The throat chakra governs communication, self-expression, and truth. It aligns with the interplay between Gevura, discipline, boundaries, and Chesed, expansion, kindness. The throat chakra is about finding the balance between expressing one's truth, Gevura, and doing so with compassion and generosity, Chesed. Gevura represents controlled and structured communication, while Chesed represents free and loving expression. Together, they reflect the balance necessary in the throat chakra to speak one's truth with kindness and clarity. Number 6, third eye chakra, Ajna, and Chakma Bina, wisdom understanding. The third eye chakra is the center of intuition, vision, and insight, which aligns with the interplay between Chakma, creative energy, intuition, and Bina, understanding form. Chakma represents the raw, intuitive wisdom of the universe, while Bina represents the structuring of that wisdom into understanding. The third eye chakra similarly governs the ability to see beyond the material world and gain intuitive insight. 7. Crown chakra, Sahasrara, and Kether, crown. The crown chakra represents pure consciousness and connection to the divine, which corresponds directly to Kether, the sphere of unity and divine connection at the top of the tree of life. Both the crown chakra and Kether represent the highest state of spiritual realization, where the individual consciousness merges with the universal or divine consciousness. Flow of energy. Comparing the chakras and the tree of life. The flow of energy through the chakras and the tree of life can be seen as a parallel process of spiritual ascent. In both systems, the journey begins in the physical world, root chakra, Malkuth, and ascends towards spiritual enlightenment, crown chakra, Kether. Along the way, the individual balances various aspects of the self, emotions, intellect, power, love, and intuition, before reaching the ultimate state of unity with the divine. In both traditions, the key to spiritual growth is balance. Just as the chakras must be aligned to allow the free flow of energy, the Sephiroth of the Tree of Life must be balanced to achieve spiritual enlightenment. Both systems also emphasize the importance of integrating physical, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual aspects of life. How this relates to your journey. For you, these connections may suggest that both systems, chakras and the Tree of Life, are different models of the same underlying process of personal and spiritual transformation. whether through the lens of energy flow in the body, chakras, or the ascent through the spheres, tree of life, the journey is one of integrating inherited traits, desires, and experiences into a cohesive whole, reaching toward the balance and unity of the spirit.